History is about to be made in Newcastle tomorrow. There are now three additional teams to the NRLW, one of them being the Gold Coast Titans, coached by legend of rugby league here in the Upper Hunter, one Jamie Feeney. How are you, mate?
Hey, very good, Bear. How are you, mate?
Not too bad. You must be a bit excited, surely.
Oh, very. Yeah, and I've probably spent the last couple of days trying to stem the excitement of the girls and not get them to play the game before we actually play the game. So, I think it's been a long, very, very long off-season for these girls, but the last 7 weeks of preparation. So they're definitely ready to go, and we can't wait to get out there and kick off what is the first of two seasons for 2022.
Mate, you've been in this situation yourself. You debuted for the Bulldogs many, many years ago. So you know what it's like for these girls. What's sort of going through their mind at the moment?
I guess it's nervous excitement. I mean, 1999 when I debuted is a very long time ago, mate. But I still remember. So there was definitely nerves, excited. You sort of second guess yourself. Do I know the game plan? You know, am I going to play my part right? And all these things go through your head. But what I sort of found, and mine was a bit of a different, I guess, entry into NRL. I ran on the field and I'd scored a try in the corner after about 13 seconds being on the field. So
you'd be happy if one of the girls did that on Sunday, surely?
Oh, I'd be more than happy if all of them did it. So as soon as that happened to me, and as soon as I made my first tackle and as soon as I had my first run and everything like that, you just settle in and you end up playing footy. So it's funny how, these girls, some of them will be at, Newcastle Stadium. I can't even remember what it's called now, mate. But
Marathon, yeah. I think, is the correct term they're using these days. McDonald Jones Stadium. I should get that right.
McDonald Jones, there you go. So McDonald Jones, hopefully we'll get a lot of supporters there. A lot of Novocastrians come along to support all the teams, not just the Knights. But I think once you start to get into the game, you don't hear the crowd. You don't hear the don't look at the stadium. You just end up playing footy, which a lot of these girls have been doing for a very long time. So their first touch, their first tackle, their first run. Hopefully they'll be settled. They'll go back to how we've practiced and hopefully we'll get the result that we're after.
You're coming up against a St. George side that's pretty experienced. They've been together for all of the NRLW season so far. So does that mean you come in with a reasonably simple game plan so that it's, the girls' nerves won't get carried away trying to do and think too much?
Yeah, there's that element to it. I mean, the Dragons have had, I've been working in the women's game for a long time now, and the Dragons have had quite a lot of changes to their roster. There's still some, probably half of their squad has been there before, and then there's a lot of girls that are debuting for them as well. So there'll be some nervous excitement as well for those girls and some debutantes on that sort of stage. So that sort of, plays a little bit into our hands. But also, mate, when you start seeing our football, we don't have an advanced game plan. We don't have advanced systems that we're following. So it's going to be pretty simple, and the harder you make it, the more things can go wrong. So it'll be a simple plan that hopefully these girls will go and execute. And that plan will only change slightly, depending on the opposition that we play. So most of our football will be pretty similar each week, and we'll just tweak a few different things, for the strengths and weaknesses of the opposition.
Jamie, who should we keep an eye out for in the Titans? Who's going to break it open for them in their first game, maybe?
I actually answered this question yesterday for a local group up here on the Gold Coast, and I'm really excited to see Avania Polite play for us. Now, Avania's from a seven. She's got a rugby seven experience and background, and she's been a professional athlete for, I think, the last 9 years of her career. So I think her at fullback is going to be exciting for us. And then I think there's a couple of young ones Jatea Faifua, your Destiny Brills, Chiana Rastrian-Smith, a couple of those girls that have kind of had Queensland experience at sort of 19s, or Destiny was close to the player of the match in the Queensland Origin game last year. So there's a couple of girls like that I'm really looking forward to seeing stand up for us on the big stage, I guess, get their debut games in, but also just play with the, I don't know, it's the quiet confidence that they have and that they've been shown over the last, you know, probably 12 to 18 months up here in the Queensland competition. So really looking forward to that.
Have any of them surprised you leading up to it in so far as, you know, you would expect them maybe to be a little bit more nervous and that, you know, as you say, they're carrying it on with a quiet optimism perhaps?
Oh, I don't think they've surprised me. I just think that they've bought into our system. They've grown in their capacity to play and understand the game.
Yep.
And then that gets a confidence. This is a training confidence anyway. We haven't managed to be able to play any games or any trials. So, I mean, that's the truth is going to come out on the weekend.
Yeah.
And how all that pressure when they're actually out on the field playing against an opposition that isn't their teammates, and they're actually training and playing a game that they've been preparing for 7 weeks for, and then how that energy and enthusiasm then plays out on the field, and hopefully they do play with the confidence and everything they show at training, because that's what makes them the players that they are. And that's what I'm excited to watch.
I know as a young fellow when I was playing football, the first thing I wanted to do was go out and absolutely smash some bloke. Are the girls the same?
Oh, no, I don't think so. No, I haven't seen a lot of that over my... I've been working in the game now in the female space for about 7 years now. So I haven't really seen... And I've got no doubt that there's some girls that just like to want to go out there and put on a big hit or something like that. Just maybe calm their nerves or show some authority or something. But I've never really seen anyone want to go out there and smash anyone or take anything personally. But who knows, mate? We might see some of that sort of come out over the season when these girls start playing against each other and the intensity comes into it now. I mean, we see it every week with the boys. So there's no reason why playing rugby league, the girls wouldn't create those sort of confrontations themselves.
Mate, I'm telling you, I know there's going to be a lot of people supporting the new Newcastle side, but I'm pretty sure there's a hardcore collection here in Muswellbrook that will be supporting the Gold Coast Titans because of your involvement with them. Good luck tomorrow, and we will speak again as the season continues. Jamie Finney, thanks very much for joining us, mate.
No worries, Bear, and thanks for the ongoing support, mate.